So normally, when the problem comes, we don't understand Krishna's plan. Later, we understand it. So is it possible that in future, we'll come to a level where we will understand at that point itself what Krishna's plan is? See, the soul never becomes omniscient. Even if the soul is completely purified, the soul doesn't become omniscient. Even in Prabhupada's song, Markine Bhagavata Dharma, he says, Ache kichu karja tabe ei anumane, nahe keno ani bena ei ugrasthane. My dear Lord, you must have some purpose for having got me here. Otherwise, why would you have brought me to this, why would you have brought me to this terrible place? Now, he uses the word, I guess. Anumane. This is my anuman, my guess, my inference. So even for a pure devotee, it may not be that they know exactly what is happening and what they are supposed to do, how they are supposed to act. Now, Prabhupada was pragmatic. Prabhupada would try whatever worked. And he tried this, if it didn't work, he just stopped it and he tried something else. He started back to Godhead. He found people were not taking magazines seriously. And he started books. Then he saw, he had the books, but people were just offering nominal respect in India. So he came to America. And America, first he went to Mishra Yoga Studio. There he found that, okay, people are interested in yoga, but he's not allowed to speak his message. So Prabhupada was trying different things. And then he saw whatever worked. Srila Prabhupada writes in a purport in the Bhagavatam, that is, in the Bhagavatam, he says that a devotee may be perplexed, but a devotee is never discouraged. So perplexed means we don't know what to do. Discouraged means we don't feel like doing anything. So it's possible that even a very advanced devotees may temporarily be perplexed. So what they never lose is the desire to serve Krishna. If we just maintain that desire to serve Krishna, then through that desire, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mamupayantite. It will be revealed how we can move closer to Him. So suppose, say, we are walking in this room and there is light now. I can see, okay, there is a door over there, there is another door over there, there are people sitting over here. I can see all this. But suddenly, say, the power goes off, it becomes completely dark over here. Then I can curse the darkness. Oh, what should I do? I don't know what to do in this darkness. I can't move around. Or, you know, maybe I can find my flashlight. Now, most phones also have flashlight now. So I find a flashlight. The flashlight is not a substitute for the electrical light. But the flashlight can show me the place space around me. I can take one step forward. I can take one step forward. And like that, I may reach a long distance. And by that time, the power comes back. So similarly, there are some times in our life when things seem to be fairly clear. It's like the room is well lit. Okay, now I got this service, I progress in this service. And life seems to go on in an orderly pattern, maybe for a few months or a few years. But then suddenly, the lights go off. Hey, maybe something goes wrong, you know. Our service gets changed, our circumstances get changed. The world changes tremendously. We just don't know what to do at that time. So at that time, we can just, you know, I don't know what to do. We can just curse the darkness. Or we can turn on our flashlight. So that flashlight is the service attitude. Service attitude means, Krishna, how can I serve you now? And Prabhupada was once asked, you know, what is the best prayer that we can offer him, that we can offer to Krishna? Prabhupada said, please, Krishna, please give me the strength to serve you. So if we just ask this question, Krishna, how can I serve you now? There are two questions, you know, when we face life's problems. Why is this happening? And how can I respond now? So we may say the two questions are interrelated. They are. But in the first question is often difficult to answer. The why question just leads to endless perplexity. But the how question is actually empowering. Okay, how can I best respond now? How can I serve now? Okay, I can just, you know, okay, one step I can take forward. And I take that one step forward, then it's like I have a torchlight, it shows me one more step forward. I take one more step forward. And like that, we navigate through the phases of darkness and perplexity in our life. So when we don't know what is happening, we don't know why what is happening in our life, then at that time, we just, Krishna, how can I serve you in this situation? And sometimes, you know, I go in this direction, I think the door is here, and I hit a wall over there. The door is not here, then I shift course. So like that, we have to explore. So when these things happen, if we just maintain the service attitude, then we'll be moving, taking steps forward. And some things may work out, some things may not work out. But every time we maintain the service attitude and I try to take steps forward, in this world, we may not seem to be going anywhere, but in our journey towards Krishna, we are taking steps forward towards Krishna. So some services may not bear results in this world. Now we may preach at a particular place and people may never become devotees over there. Then we may decide, okay, this place is not very good, I'll go somewhere else. That's fine. That at a material level, the service did not produce any result. But at a spiritual level, the effort to serve has purified us, has taken us closer to Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada also, for him 40 years almost in India, very little results were produced. And Prabhupada was trying various things. And it said that, Prabhupada says in one conversation, I think, that when he was in the streets of Delhi and a cow hit him, Prabhupada, he said, I just had this question. Why is this happening? A cow is first of all a sacred animal for us. And a cow coming and hitting, it's the least thing that we may expect, you know. And a cow hitting a pure devotee of Krishna. Why is this happening? But Prabhupada did not obsess over that why question. Rather, he focused on how. And his mood was that verse, that song is very beautiful, you know. Nachao, nachao, Prabhu, nachao se mate. Kashthera putli jatha nachao se mate. So make me dance, Krishna. Make me dance means what? It means, you know, we just don't know how Krishna wants us to dance. So we just do what we can in that situation. There's one, there are, intelligence has many definitions. One definition of intelligence is to know what to do when you don't know what to do. That means, rather than thinking that I don't know and getting paralyzed, I think of, okay, what is the one step I can take right now? Okay, take one step forward, one step forward, one step forward. Sometimes life is so dark and so dreary that the best we can do at that time is just take one step forward. Sometimes life is clear and we can move forward confidently, swiftly. But if you just look at the darkness and the curse of the darkness, we'll be paralyzed. But if you have that service attitude, Krishna, how can I serve you? That question itself, how can I serve you, will become like a torch. And that will show us one step ahead. Okay, you can do this. And then again, how can I serve? Again, it will show us one step ahead. And you take one step forward, gradually things will become clear. Machyattaha sarvadurgani mat prasadat tarishati. Krishna says, if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all obstacles by my grace. So he doesn't say that there will be no obstacles. He says, there will be obstacles, but if you become conscious of me, you will pass over them. So our focus should be on trying to become conscious of Krishna and trying to serve Krishna according to our understanding. And gradually he will reveal to us how best we can serve. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Okay. Hare Krishna. Any other questions?